义务教育课程标准实验教科书，英语，新目标，九年级，人民教育电子音像出版社出版。
Go for it. Students' Book. Unit 1. How do you study for a test? Section A. Activity 1B. Listen. How do these students study for a test? Write letters from the picture above.
Hey, gang. There's a big test on Tuesday. I really need some help. Can you tell me how you study for a big test?
Yeah,
sure, no problem.
You did really well on that last English test, didn't you, May?
Yeah, I did okay.
Well, how did you study?
By making flashcards.
Maybe I'll try that. How did you study, Pierre?
By asking the teacher for help. She was really happy I asked.
That's interesting. How do you study, Antonio?
I like to study by listening to cassettes. But sometimes, my mother thinks I'm listening to music, and then she gets mad.
Oh, well.
Activity 2A. Listen and check the questions you hear.
Welcome to the English Club. Today we're going to talk about the best ways to learn English. Who has an idea?
Do you learn English by watching English language videos?
No, it's too hard to understand the voices.
What about keeping a diary in English? Do you learn English that way?
I think so. It helps to write English every day.
Have you ever studied with a group?
Yes, I have. I've learned a lot that way. Do you ever practice conversations with a friend? Oh, yes. It improves my speaking skills.
What about reading aloud to practice pronunciation?
I do that sometimes. I think it helps.
I do, too. And I always look up new words in a dictionary.
That's a great idea.
Activity 2B. Listen again and match each question above with an answer below.
Welcome to the English Club. Today we're going to talk about the best ways to learn English. Who has an idea?
Do you learn English by watching English language videos?
No, it's too hard to understand the voices.
What about keeping a diary in English? Do you learn English that way?
I think so. It helps to write English every day.
Have you ever studied with a group?
Yes, I have. I've learned a lot that way. Do you ever practice conversations with a friend? Oh, yes. It improves my speaking skills.
What about reading aloud to practice pronunciation?
I do that sometimes. I think it helps.
I do, too. And I always look up new words in a dictionary.
That's a great idea.
3A. Read the article and complete the chart. How do you learn best? This week, we asked students at New Star High School about the best ways to learn more English. Many said they learnt by using English. Some students had more specific suggestions. Lillian Lee, for example, said the best way to learn new words was by reading English magazines. She said that memorizing the words of pop songs also helped a little. When we asked about studying grammar, she said, I never study grammar. It's too boring. Wei Ming feels differently. He's been learning English for 6 years and really loves it. He thinks studying grammar is a great way to learn a language. He also thinks that watching English movies isn't a bad way because he can watch the actors say the words. Sometimes, however, he finds watching movies frustrating because the people speak too quickly. Liu Chang said that joining the English club at school was the best way to improve her English. Students get lots of practice, and they also have fun. She added that having conversations with friends was not helpful at all. We get excited about something and then end up speaking in Chinese, she said.
Section B. Activity 2A. Paul is learning English. Listen and check the learning challenges he talks about.
You look worried, Paul.
I am, Ms. Mitchell. I'm having trouble learning English.
You said you liked English. What's the problem?
I can't get the pronunciation right.
Well, listening can help. Why don't you borrow the teacher's tapes? You can listen to them at home and repeat the sentences that are difficult for you.
That's a good idea. But what about all the new words? I forget a lot of new words.
You can always write the new words in your notebook and study them at home. You can even study in the train on the way to school.
That might really help. Thanks.
Can you understand when people talk to you?
Well, no, not always. Sometimes I just don't understand what people are saying.
Why don't you join an English language club to practice speaking English? The English club meets after school on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Maybe I'll go. The only other problem I have is that I don't get much writing practice.
Maybe you should find a pen pal.
That sounds like a fun way to practice writing. Thanks, Ms. Mitchell.
Activity 2B. Listen again. Match the challenges in 2A with the solutions.
You look worried, Paul.
I am, Ms. Mitchell. I'm having trouble learning English.
You said you liked English. What's the problem?
I can't get the pronunciation right.
Well, listening can help. Why don't you borrow the teacher's tapes? You can listen to them at home and repeat the sentences that are difficult for you.
That's a good idea. But what about all the new words? I forget a lot of new words.
You can always write the new words in your notebook and study them at home. You can even study in the train on the way to school.
That might really help. Thanks.
Can you understand when people talk to you?
Well, no, not always. Sometimes I just don't understand what people are saying.
Why don't you join an English language club to practice speaking English? The English club meets after school on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Maybe I'll go. The only other problem I have is that I don't get much writing practice.
Maybe you should find a pen pal.
That sounds like a fun way to practice writing. Thanks, Ms. Mitchell.
3A. Read the article. Then read the statements about the article. Write T for true or F for false.
How I learned to learn English. Last year, my English class was difficult for me. First of all, it wasn't easy for me to understand the teacher when she talked to the class. To begin with, she spoke too quickly, and I couldn't understand every word. Later on, I realized that it doesn't matter if you don't understand every word. Also, I was afraid to speak in class because I thought my classmates might laugh at me. I couldn't always make complete sentences either. Then I started to watch English language TV. It helped a lot. I think that doing lots of listening practice is one of the secrets of becoming a good language learner. Another thing that I found very difficult was English grammar. So I decided to take lots of grammar notes in every class. Then I started to write my own original sentences using the grammar I was learning. It's amazing how much this helped. Now I'm enjoying learning English, and I got an A this term. My teacher is very impressed.
Reading.
Old phone, true friend. A few weeks ago, I met an old friend for lunch. While we were on our way to the restaurant, my mobile phone rang. I started to answer it, but I stopped myself because I didn't want to answer it in front of my friend. I was ashamed of my old phone. It's old-fashioned, behind the times, and outdated. What phone you have says a lot about you to some people these days. Some years ago, I bought a Motorola StarTAC 70. It was fashionable at the time. I was glad to be like my friends who all had mobile phones. Having one was very important, but I actually didn't use it much. Most of the time, it was turned off. Then I discovered SMS. I started using it more often, and I became an expert at sending fast messages. Now, my phone is outdated. It doesn't play cool tunes when it rings, and sometimes has problems receiving calls. Worst of all, it looks big and fat. The newest phones are thinner and fit into your hand easily. I often think my old phone will make people laugh. Since mobile phones are getting cheaper, most people can buy one. If you have the latest model, it can make you look good in front of your friends. For some people, this is important. Your mobile phone is like a status symbol. It says if you are cool or not. So, why haven't I bought a new one? I've thought about it, but I don't think I really need a new one. Why do I spend money on a new model when I won't use everything it has? And I wouldn't even know how to, anyway. The real reason is that I like my old phone. It has been with me through the years and has let me have so many sweet conversations and funny messages. Giving it up would be like saying goodbye to an old friend, just because he or she doesn't fit in with my new fashionable friends. Maybe one day, old styles of mobile phones will be popular again, and my old friend will be fashionable once more.
Words and expressions in Unit 1.
Flashcard.
Aloud.
Pronunciation.
Skill.
Voice.
Specific.
Memorize.
Grammar.
Differently.
Frustrate.
Frustrating.
Quickly.
Add.
Not at all.
Excited.
End up.
Pronounce.
Spoken.
Slowly.
Make mistakes.
Comma.
Challenge.
Solution.
Later on.
Be afraid to.
Laugh at.
Complete.
Sentence.
Secret.
Learner.
Take notes.
Enjoy doing.
Term.
Impress.
Fast.
Native.
Speaker.
Make up. Reading.
Mobile.
Mobile phone.
On one's way to.
Ring.
Ashamed.
Be ashamed of.
Old-fashioned.
Behind the times.
Outdated.
Motorola StarTAC.
Fashionable.
Actually.
Turn off.
Service. SMS. Short message service.
Expert.
Tune.
Worst of all.
Easily.
Latest.
Status.
Symbol.
Fit in.
Embarrassed.
Main.